Blog Talk Radio.
We are back, guys, and so sorry about that. I ended up doing a reading for someone in the jail over here. Yes, guys, we are doing readings in jail. It's so weird. I'm doing dog readings, jailhouse readings, you name it, we're doing it, types of readings. So I do apologize those who did come on today and listen to whatever the hell was going on this morning. You, sir, you know, I appreciate you calling and stuff, and I don't know if you should be administering a vaccine on your own. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how anyone would get the vaccine on their own. This ain't the first time someone has called my show all weird and all that stuff. So as I do want to take this show seriously, I hope that some of you who call in here are actually taking my show seriously as well, because I don't have a sponsor right now. I literally am sponsoring this show on my own. And I appreciate anyone who calls, and, you know, I do appreciate your vote of confidence, everyone, but I don't know what that was, guys. And it just, I'm a psychic, okay? So did anybody hear that and think that that was a man pretending to be his own wife? Because that's what it sounded like. And I don't appreciate it if you were doing that. If this is some kind of game to you, because this shit's real, man. And the vaccine, like, that's a real issue. These are real things. So coming on this show like that, and really, I was just trying to do some news while catching up with my show and trying to get some tarot readings in, you know, and we had people waiting on the line, you know, and you're taking up a line for this, so. I hope that wasn't like some sort of sick joke, because it started really sounding like a sick joke to me. So I don't really appreciate people who do that. So if no one comes back now, that's totally fine. No worries. However, we still have a severe problem. Mass shootings basically every day, and we literally, truly, we really need to take steps to change things. Why is it that these people can get these weapons like this? But if you smoke weed, you can't have one. You got a weed license, go for a gun. How is that okay? But if you're crazy and you're mentally ill, and you're an abuser, and you're a white supremacist, whatever the case might be, you can go get one. We got a Mississippi Republican Senator, Cindy Hyde-Smith. Today she said it's totally cool that Georgia Republicans are trying to kill Sunday voting when African Americans usually vote, because God says to keep the Sabbath holy. Well, the Sabbath falls on Saturday. Literally, look it up. So now it's God's fault that Republicans want to keep black folks from voting, right? No, it's just you. Sounds about right. Today is equal pay day. Women make a 0.86 on the dollar made by white men, but the gender wage gap is even worse for women of color. Black women make 77 cents. Sorry. Latina women make 0.76, and indigenous women make 0.69 on the dollar. This man, Dan Hines, he goes, the fake pandemic has been especially hard on men. We are losing $1.14 to every dollar of a woman. End the emergency and let everyone get back to work. That's a whole lot of words for no one will fuck me while conscious. Really, no one will fuck me while conscious. You know, they had the whole tip thing because people did not want to pay people, you know, wages that, you know, to live off of. Now, I really don't think if you get a vaccination, you should be going anywhere just yet. And literally, I wish my daughter could speak because I would literally give her 50 cents every time she's seen an unmasked person and loudly say, why isn't that person wearing a mask, Mom? Seriously, we should do it. Like, literally, what is the problem here with America? And remember, guys and gals, if you've got a narcissist co-parent like I do, remember, eventually kids get old enough to understand which parent was the problem. So just hold fast to your values on being a parent, so whether you're a mother or a father. Let's see if anybody showed up yet. I hope. That would be great. But you never know. You never know. No, I think we lost our, train today. But people did show up. So here's a Katy Perry fact. Katy Perry wasn't allowed to eat Lucky Charms growing up because luck was linked to the devil. Man. How that sucks. You know? You guys, I would love to go to Butterfly World. If you have a chance, skip out to Butterfly World because they have some of the most beautiful, most rarest, and endangered butterflies and moths. Now, texts are showing in evidence that Trumpers conspired to shut down, remember that insurrection? They were conspiring to shut down the Capitol. Now, we had a news conference, you know, on all this shit. Of course, I can't always. Now, new evidence suggests that Oath Keepers and Proud Boys conspired ahead of Trump's Capitol coup attempt. The evidence is the first suggests coordination among the various extremist groups as they prepare to descend on Washington. Why don't y'all get yourself a VPN and use burner apps? What is wrong with you? They're so stupid, they couldn't even do this right, where they didn't leave any evidence. They're stupid. But hey, the QAnon shaman guy who lives in his mom's basement has a receipt in Caroline and a donut hole. He gets to have organic food while the rest of the prisoners around the world starve or die from COVID-19 while waiting on trial for up to 4 years. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who's a fucking goddamn reaper, blames immigrants for the coming explosion of COVID cases that are about to ravage his state. Did all the COVID restrictions last week. Stop blaming people for the dumb shit you fucking do because you're a brainless tool. You create this fucking disaster. It's your goddamn fault. Shut the fuck up. Could you please? Thank you. The new NPR analysis finds that articles connecting coronavirus vaccines and deaths have gone viral at a dramatic rate, illustrating a trend in social media misinformation of bad actors turning to cherry-pick truth to drive misleading narratives. This is true. If you do not have the comprehension and the ability to read and have dissonance of at least 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, or college-based level, you are pretty fucked because you're going to be dumb enough to spread misinformation. Now, the guns that our founding fathers used fired one or two rounds per minute. The AR-15 used today, which was used in a grocery store shooting in Colorado, fires 45 rounds a minute. Times have changed. Guns have changed. Our gun laws should have changed with them. Let's see. How a woman, and this is great, a woman 53 years his junior hatched a plan to marry Charles Manson, gain the rights to his corpse, and then display it in a glass crypt in hopes of making a fortune. Did you guys hear that he was married to someone while in prison? She is making a fortune off putting him in a display. Anyone else act scenarios in your head? Facial gestures. Yeah, everyone does it, I think. Now, as we are moving along, now, we did close our border to Mexico. So as the number of unaccompanied migrant children crossing the U.S.-Mexico border continues to rise, hundreds have been kept in the U.S. Border Patrol facilities not meant for minors. Now, I will say the Biden administration has not allowed journalists to independently visit the facilities, but several lawmakers have visited the site. Democratic Rep. Henry Crullard provided these photos that I have here revealing the conditions for the children. We have no place to put them, guys. If they keep coming, okay, we need to address this issue where it's starting from. Now, a lot of these people are coming through Mexico from other countries. Think of how long they've traveled just to get somewhere safe. We need a better way to do this. We really have a mess, just like every time a Republican leaves office. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. So as we do have a fucking mess, we have a lot of work ahead of us. And I will say this. I have a lot more faith in this administration. It is not perfect. But every day I'm not waking up to check the damage report, to see what insane fucking dumb shit this man fucking says every day. And I hope he can get something. But tell me again how Blue Lives Matter. Because I got a picture of Officer Eric Talley, the Boulder police officer who was one of the 10 people killed in the shooting. At the supermarket, age 51, and was a father of 7. First officer at the scene and bravely confronted the shooter, and he was killed instantly because the shooter had an AR-15. If blue lives matter, why are we letting our cops be outgunned? Ban the fucking assault rifles now. The Senate confirmed Rachel Levine to serve as Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services, making her the first openly transgender official to be confirmed by the Senate. Congratulations on that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please do something for the people. That's all I want. I don't care what you are. So we have a man who has been detained in the last 12 hours. He was entering a location, openly carrying a rifle, and entered the bathroom and alerted the store management. And the police were notified. So they saw this guy doing this. Officers immediately located and detained the man. He had 5 guns and body armor. He entered an Atlanta public supermarket yesterday in Midtown at Atlantic Station, a commercial and residential area in the city. The witness saw the man entering the location, openly carrying a rifle, and entered a bathroom. Immediately, people were notified. The authorities located and detained the man. He was recovered with 5 firearms and 2 long guns and 3 pistols. Why does he have all this body armor? Why does he have this? Excuse me. So when the male exited the bathroom, arriving units immediately detained him, according to statement from Atlanta's Police Department. Police identified the suspect as Rico Marley, who is 22, and he has been charged with reckless conduct and will be transported. Reckless conduct. What the fuck was he doing there? Do we know? Do we fucking even know? The firearms and body armor and property recovered during the investigation will be placed into APD evidence. Now, this just comes 2 days after a gunman killed 10 people in Boulder, Colorado, and just over a week since the shooter killed 8 people. But what about all the other people that died in between those? Publix and like, they're not saying we had 7 mass shootings. 7. They're not saying we had 7. Now, Publix in 2019 joined a number of retailers who asked customers not to openly carry guns in their stores in states where open carry is legal. Now, the Atlanta police say that health officials are conducting a mental health evaluation of the man in custody. Is it that we just need, like, these mental health checks when people like this go to buy a gun? Why isn't this? This should not be so hard. If I have a weed license, I can't own a gun. But a man who's assaulted his wife or children or whoever can have one. Sure. Sounds about right. So Atlanta police also responded to a call of a suspicious package shortly after Marley's arrest at the same location. In an email message shared by a resident at the Atlantic Station, they were told at the request of APD due to a suspicious package, Atlantic Station is immediately shutting down the station, district, and parking deck. The area has been evacuated, and there's an ongoing investigation. Now, it is unknown if the package is related or not. Of course it is. But the U.S. is now in a vulnerable spot with COVID-19. Not only are people spring breaking, they're traveling, and they are not wearing masks. They're gathering in small spaces, hanging out with each other, not social distancing, and they're bringing home to their families this fucking disease. I don't know. Now, famed evangelist Ravi Zacharias engaged in sex. Of course he did in his ministry. The prominent head of the Global Christian Organization, who died in May, engaged in sexual misconduct that included sexting, unwanted touching, spiritual abuse, and rape. Of course he did. Sounds about what? Sounds about Jesus, right? Are you the outright Jesus lover, or are you classic Jesus, because which Jesus likes this one? Now, according to the statement from the ministry he founded, summarizing the results of an investigative report, now allegations came from 4 female massage therapists who said Zacharias would either touch his genitals or ask them to touch his genitals. Additionally, 5 massage therapists claimed he touched or rubbed them inappropriately, and one reported many encounters over a period of years that she described as rape. Why are you still massaging him if he's raping you? I'm sorry, what? What did I just read? Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back real quick. I want to unpack this. I'm a massage therapist. You raped me. I'm going to keep massaging you, though. What? So the law firm said it employed a private investigations firm that included former federal law enforcement officers. More than 50 people were interviewed, including more than a dozen massage therapists. A digital forensic firm examined 4 cell phones and a laptop used by Zacharias. Evidence was uncovered of a text and email-based relationship with women who were not his wife, along with more than 200 photos of women. Several women accused Zacharias of using ministry funds to give them financial support, eliciting personal information about their lives, and employing religious language during encounters. Oh, God. Zacharias, who defended Christianity through books and lectures, died last spring in his Atlanta home at the age of 74 after battling sarcoma. Good job. He was a leading figure among Christian apologetics. No, an intellectual form of Christian theology that defends faith against doubters and invoking history and logic. Oh, God. The Miller and Martin report detailed a new allegation of misconduct against Zacharias. Now, the report said that Christian leaders claimed that during his marriage, any inappropriate behavior of any kind, when confronted with similar allegations in the past, were misleading or false. The board of Ravi Zacharias International Ministries hired the law firm to investigate the sexual misconduct allegations last fall. In September 2020, after Zacharias' death, Christianity Today published an article that cited three women who accused him of sexually harassing them at two spas he co-owned. Ew. We believe not only the women who made their allegations public, but also additional women who had not previously made public allegations against Ravi, but whose identities and stories were uncovered during the investigation. Now, tragically, witnesses describe encounters including sexting, unwanted touching, spiritual abuse, and rape. What? I'm sorry. We are devastated by what the investigation has shown and are filled with sorrow for the women who were hurt by this terrible abuse. And he'll never be, I mean, even if he was alive, he'd get away with it. He's white. So, accuser says she deeply indebted to every victim and whistleblower. Now, the report describes the case of Lorianne Thompson, a Canadian woman who accused Zacharias of engaging in sexually explicit online conversations and exploiting her vulnerability to satisfy his own sexual desires, which has something to do with being a priest, I'm sure. At 2017, Thompson and her husband wrote Zacharias to demand $5 million in exchange for a release of claims against him and the ministry. 3 months later, Zacharias sued the couple in federal court for extortion. The couple and Zacharias settled the dispute confidentially in the fall of 2017. Zacharias convinced the RZIM board that he was a victim of extortion and the matter was not investigated, according to the report. Witnesses with the RZIM told investigators that they were marginalized for raising questions about his explanations. And a statement this week said that the investigative findings have caused us to think very differently about Thompson's 2017 allegations. We believe that Lorianne Thompson had told the truth about the nature of her relationship with Ravi Zacharias, the board said. Now, it is with the profound grief that we recognize that because we did not believe the Thompsons and both privately and publicly perpetuated a false narrative, they were slandered for years and their suffering was greatly prolonged and intensified. This leaves us heartbroken and ashamed. An email statement to CNN, Thompson and her husband said that they are deeply indebted to every victim and whistleblower who spoke for not only themselves, but also for them. They had called the law firm report and board statement initial steps in what we can anticipate will be long and arduous journey for RZIM towards institutional transparency and accountability. The board citing a deep need for corporate repentance said that he's hired a lawyer and advocate, Rachel Den Hollander, to advocate and advise the organization and serve as liaison with survivors. The board said it also hired Guidepost Solutions, a consulting firm, to evaluate the RZIM structures, culture, policies, processes, finances, and practices. They want to help the victims of Ravi's abuse, and they want to thoroughly understand what has taken place in their own organization so that they can do everything that they can to make sure nothing like this happens again. We're taking steps, but is it enough? We should be, like, you know, really, really taking bigger steps. Let's see. All right, the WHO Wuhan mission finds possible sign of wider original outbreak in 2019. Now, investigators from the World Health Organization looking into the origins of coronavirus in China have discovered signs the outbreak was much wider in Wuhan in 2019 December than previously thought. Urgently seeking access to hundreds of thousands of blood samples from the city that China has not so far let them examine. The lead investigator for the WHO mission, Peter Ben Embark, told CNN in a wide-ranging interview that the mission had found several signs of more wide-ranging 2019 spread, including establishing for the first time there were over a dozen strains of the virus in Wuhan already in December. Also had a chance to speak to the first patient Chinese officials, said that he'd been infected, as an office worker in his 40s with no travel history of note. So the slow emergence of the more detailed data gathered at the WHO's long-awaited trip may add to concerns voiced by other scientists studying the origins of the disease that it may have been spreading in China long before its first official emergence in mid-December. Mannenberg, who has just returned to Switzerland from Wuhan, told CNN that the virus was circulating widely in Wuhan in December, which is a new finding. Now, the WHO food safety specialist added that the team had been presented by Chinese scientists with 174 cases of coronavirus in and around Wuhan in December 2019. Of these, 100 had been confirmed by laboratory tests, and he said that another 74 to the clinical diagnosis of the patient's symptoms. Now, Benenberg said it was possible this larger number of likely severe cases that had been noticed by Chinese doctors early on now meant that the disease could have hit an estimated 1,000-plus people in Wuhan that December. We haven't done any modeling of that since, he said, but they know that in the ballpark figures, out of the infected population, about 15% ended up severe cases, and the vast majority are mild cases. Now, Benenberg said that on the mission, which compromised 17 WHO scientists and 17 Chinese, had broadened the type of virus genetic material they examined from the early coronavirus cases that first in December. Now, this allowed them to look at the partial genetic samples rather than just complete ones. And he said, as a result, they were able to gather for the first time 13 different genetic sequences of the SARS-CoV-2 virus from December 2019. The sequences, if examined with wider patient data in China across 2019, could provide valuable clues about the geography and timing of the outbreak before December. Now, Ben said that some of them are from the market, some of them are not linked to the markets, which includes the corn and seafood market in Wuhan, thought to have played a role in the virus first spread. Now, this is something we found as part of our mission, part of the interaction, and what we had all together. Now, variants pose larger questions. Changes in the virus's genetic makeup are common and normally harmless, occurring over time as a disease moves between and reproduces among people and animals. Now, Benenberg declined to draw conclusions about what the 13 strains could have meant for the disease's history before December, but the discovery of so many different possible variants of the virus could suggest that it had been circulating for longer than just that month. Now, some virologists have previously suggested the genetic material is likely the first physical evidence to emerge internationally to bolster such a theory. Now, Professor Edward Holmes, a virologist at the University of Sydney in Australia, said as there were already genetic diversity in SARS-CoV-2 sequences sampled from Wuhan in 2019, it is likely that the virus was circulating for a while longer than that month. Now, Holmes, who has studied the virus emergence at length, said that these 13 sequences might indicate that the virus spread from some time undetected before December outbreak, with other analysis that the virus emerged in on a human population earlier, and that there was a period of cryptic before it was first detected in the Huanan market. Now, the WHO team gave a three-hour press conference alongside their Chinese counterparts in Wuhan, and to their present findings the past week. Since then, more details have fully emerged as to the precise data they did and at times did not have access to. Now, remember, guys, I said it before, we can't be too careful. We cannot be too careful in this. We need to make sure we're staying vigilant on this. Wash your hands, wear your mask. Don't go out unless you have to. I had COVID already once, and I still don't have a real sense of taste and smell, but I can tell you this, it's not a joke, guys. I had it before we knew that we had it here, and I had it for 3 months. It was bad. I thought I was going to die. So this is not a joke. COVID is real. The variants are out there. If you had come on the show this morning and you heard all that, whatever that was this morning, I want to apologize, but I will be on in the morning, 9 a.m. sharp. We will be on after my kid gets on the bus, so I'll be here. That's the tea, everyone. Thanks for listening. Black Lives Matter, plus the GOP and Trump, and definitely get your vaccine. Definitely get the vaccine. Everybody needs to be vaccinated. We're not going to get herd immunity otherwise. And if you're talking herd immunity, you're talking a lot of people dying without the vaccine, unnecessary death. So let's get it together, people. Let's do our part. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and remember, guys, Black Lives Matter, and also so do our Asian brothers and sisters. We need to really give a hand to them, and we need to raise our voices for them who cannot speak. So that's it, everyone. I'll be on in the morning. Bye.